the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So it's about my 1 year anniversary here in Whiting, and I feel that Whiting is a town of very many interesting juxtapositions. As you drive in, you will immediately notice the bustling industry, the flames flying out of the BP refinery, and the hard work going on the other side at Unilever and Cargill. But when you find yourself right in here, you realize it's a pretty quiet place filled with a lot of families and a fair number of retirees. You find this other juxtaposition where what was once a really humble fasting food that all our people had the monopoly on has become a pseudo-religious experience at the end of July in Pierogi Fest. What you have, though, that I think is probably the most interesting juxtaposition is on the very same street, looking each other in the eye, you have White Castle and Keith's Bar and Grill. You have the height of fine dining, as far as I can tell. You know, you look it up and then Google. It's going to be one of the best spots to eat for fine dining in all of Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland. And then at the same time, you can binge for $1.29 apiece on these sliders. You can eat as many as you want. You don't even need to chew. They just like slide right down your throat. It's really good habit. It's really great. I was initiated back in March to White Castle. And I'm still like tasting it. Now, what are we to make of this, right? In terms of what this sort of location can provide us, right? These two things, they aren't necessarily in contradiction, okay? You know, Laura can tell you that I have just as fine a palate for, you know, Keith's as I do for junk food, which is why she has to hide it from me, okay? Because, like the rich young man, we got a lot of diverse desires, right? We have this need to ask the Lord, what good thing must I do to enter into eternal life? But then he's got this other need. He's got all his stuff that he wants to hold on to. What the Lord wants to do is he doesn't want him to think about Christianity as one thing he must do among many. He doesn't want him to sort of savor it like a fine wine. In fact, he wants him to chug it down like a cold beer. He wants that abundance. He wants us to binge on him. So we need that attitude, that desire to binge on something, to overeat, to indulge, to go wild at Pierogi Fest, to throw down his mat. That's a good desire. But it's got to have the right object. And he's inviting him to the feast. It's like he's putting between two slices of bread at White Castle filet mignon from Keith's. That's what he's inviting him to. Eat the feast. Binge on the feast. Because, as St. Paul will tell us in the epistle, Christ wants to dwell richly in your hearts. And the only way we're going to get the plousios, that abundance, is if we binge on him. Is if we indulge in him. And this church gives us all of the menu at no cost, nothing less than your whole life to binge on him, which is why we spend our days walking in and out of this church, which is why this church is constantly trying to give you experiences to bring this experience into your home so that you can make him the one thing you own, that when you go to your house, say, look at this. This is my most prized possession. This is my pearl of great price. I found this treasure, and it was worth more to me than the field I found it in. It's a good thing to have these juxtapositions in our life, to recognize that those desires are good, to indulge. Whatever it is you're indulgent in, whatever you're overdoing, that's not godly. To overdo is fine, but it needs to be redirected. Maximus the Confessor talks about this very interestingly. He asks, like, what are our desires for? Right? Are they good? Are they bad? Do I need to get rid of them? Do I need to repress them? Do I need to control others and kick them out and let other ones in? No, they need to be transformed. And he gives us this beautiful image. It's like a wise doctor, snake wrangler, who the same snake that can poison you when he puts your fangs in the hands of a wise doctor, he can actually immunize you against that same poison. But it takes that wisdom. Who is that wise doctor? It's the hands of Christ. And that's why these hands are outstretched, blessing us, trying every day we come into church to transfigure us, to transform these desires so that we can desire nothing more, nothing less, but totally Him, all of Him. So, what desire do you have a squeeze on that you got to let your fingers off of? What's standing across the street of your life that you're keeping there? Where are you at? Are you at Keith's or are you at White Castle? Because we don't need dilettante Christianity that samples things like hors d'oeuvres. We need that activity of constant feast on the Word of God, on His sacraments, so that He can dwell richly in our hearts. And what a beautiful thing that is, that we can give to our children to say, yeah, I got a doctor in my family. I got a nurse in my family. I got a dentist in my family. But you know what I got that I'm most proud of? I got a Byzantine Catholic in my family. And we got plenty here. Let the Lord grab onto you. Feast on Him so that He can transform all your desires into that overabundant desire for Him and Him alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, for His glory.